Activity 25. C. Story time. Listen to the story. The Elephant's Nose.
There was a time when the elephant's nose was no bigger than a boot, so that he could wiggle it from side to side. But an elephant's child changed all that. He was a curious child who asked so many questions. He asked the ostrich why her tail feathers grew just so. He asked the giraffe what made his skin spotty. He asked the hippo why his eyes were red, and the baboon why melons tasted as they did.
"What does a crocodile have for dinner?"
he asked one day. "Shh," said all the animals in scared voices. But he would not shush. By and by, he met the colla-colla bird.
"Go to the grey-green, greasy Limpopo River," said she.
So he went, carrying a load of bananas and sugar cane and melons. He'd be hungry on the way. After a week, he reached the river. He stepped on what he thought was a log of wood. It winked one eye.
"Excuse me, have you seen a crocodile?"
"I am the crocodile." The elephant's child grew excited and knelt down.
"I've been looking for you for a long time. Will you please tell me what you have for dinner?"
Splash! Went the crocodile's tail into the water. "Come nearer, little one, and I'll whisper." The elephant's child put his head down close to the crocodile's mouth. The crocodile caught him by his nose. The elephant's child knew that he was in big trouble. He sat back, and he pulled and pulled. The crocodile splashed again, and he pulled and pulled and pulled. They both pulled and pulled. And the elephant's nose started stretching and stretching. At last, the crocodile let go. The elephant fell on his big, broad back. He looked at his nose. He could not see where it ended. It was long, and it hurt awfully. So he wrapped the nose in cool banana leaves and waited for it to shrink. He waited and waited, but nothing happened. He could still swish it all around. And it is still so today.